This week had been long and stressful, to say the least. You're trying your hardest to regress peacefully before the dam of your emotions burst and you broke down, regressing involuntarily. You had thought maybe if you had regressed before you got too stressed, it would help start off your week again positively. It would seem that that was easier said than done. You sighed, dropping your hands into your lap. You're having a hard time completing a particularly hard level of your favorite game. It always made you feel little to play it, but once you became little, you struggled to play the game anywhere near as well as you usually can. This led to you getting frustrated every time. You felt tears begin to prick at your eyes and you sighed again, resisting the urge to whine. "Baby, what's wrong?" Your boyfriend Kirishima appeared into your room from behind the door. "You look upset," he said, frowning. Seeing his loving expression and feeling his comforting presence made all of your bottled up emotions explode in your heart. You hid your face behind your hands as it contorted, tears streaming down your face. Suddenly, you couldn't breathe through the tears. You gasped for air, but all you could do was cry. "Hey, don't cry. I'm here. I'm here, baby. It's okay. You're okay," Kirishima cooed, rushing to your side and taking you into his arms. "Are you feeling little?" he asked, petting your hair. You nodded through your tears and he held you closer. "Don't worry, baby. It's okay. Let's try to go to bed early tonight, okay? You must be exhausted." You relaxed a tiny bit in his arms. Since he was there with you, everything would be okay. It always was. You felt yourself switch to autopilot as he lifted you up off the floor in his arms and placed you down on the bed, laying out your favorite onesie next to you. He always knew exactly what you needed when you were feeling little. As always, he took out your box of little items from your closet and handed you your favorite things, smiling softly at you. You clutched them to your chest and took a shaky breath in. You're feeling a lot better now, and you smiled at him. "Thank you, E." "No problem, Angel. Let's just watch insert favorite cartoon and cuddle tonight, okay? Run and brush your teeth." His bright, sharp-toothed smile lit up your heart with love. "Okay." You changed into your onesie and raced to the bathroom to clean your teeth and use the potty as fast as you could. In a flash, you were back in the bedroom and pouncing on the bed next to Kirishima. "Done." "Good job, little one." He leaned in to kiss your forehead. "I love you." You snuggled down next to him as he turned on your show, sighing happily. "I love you too, E."